This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
7:46, 14 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Let me tell you, in this politically charged climate, the thing I hate is that it's either black or white. There is no gray. If President Trump says it, then it's automatically true and it's automatically good. If the Democrats say it, it's automatically bad and automatically a lie. However you want to look at that. And the only thing I'm for is what's in the best interest of the most people, especially when it comes to Louisiana jobs, industry, monetizing things, etc. I don't know, some of you are going to hear what we're about to say and automatically think that I'm criticizing President Trump, and I'm not. I just don't give anybody a pass, whether it's the Pope or the president or whomever, that everything they say is gospel and that doesn't mean that there are two sides to it. And with that, we welcome in Louisiana State Representative Joe Ogeron, who is a Republican. Is that not right, Joe?
That is correct.
So, Joe, first of all, we're going to talk about monetizing oil. Offshore wind industry, the president doesn't like it, and he talks about whales and these and things and that kind of things. But I always thought that it's not a war on oil and gas, that both can coexist. And if there's a way to utilize what we have here already and monetize offshore wind, why not do it? Is that pretty much what you're saying or not?
That's somewhat it. Well, first of all, good morning from a very gray, not black and white, but a gray Baton Rouge, foggy and gray. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of gray area in what we're talking about here. And basically, my support for offshore wind came, as I mentioned before, in the job parity with my background, my family's business background in oil and gas, offshore vessel support. And that is basically the same exact jobs that are needed to do these offshore wind farms is exactly the same jobs that I would say 80-90% of my constituents who work in the oil patch do. So, the president's executive order basically puts a pause on the leasing. It reexamines the existing leasing. I believe my understanding is those projects that are already past a certain point of permitting will not be affected. They get to continue on with their construction plans. But it's the ones that are still trying to get established and buy new leases for offshore wind.
For people that don't know, Joe Ogeron is a physicist, and he's a doctor of physics. He has his PhD, so he knows a little bit about what he's talking about here as it relates to offshore wind and so forth. I just wanted to get that out there, Joe, so they didn't think that, you know what I'm saying, that you didn't know what you were talking about, right?
Well, I as being a physicist, I fully understand energy density, and I know that solar and wind are two of the sparsest energy sources, and oil and gas is somewhere in the middle, and nuclear, which I'm also a huge proponent of. Actually, later today in natural resources, we're going to have a meeting to discuss kind of next generation nuclear activities and policy changes in Louisiana. So I understand the full spectrum of it. And even though wind is on that lower energy density spectrum, we are adopting an all of the above energy strategy, and all of the above means all. So that even offshore wind. And like I said, for us, there was one year where my family business did better in offshore wind than with two boats on the East Coast than we did with the four here in Port Fouchon in the Gulf. Mm-hmm. And that was because three of them were tied up in the dock. You know, it was just a bad year. And right now I probably have six, seven, maybe even eight now, other traditionally bread and butter oil and gas vessel operators that all have some small fraction of their fleet up on the East Coast working in the current wind farms that are being constructed. So it actually adds to our Gulf of Mexico drill baby drill financial stability of those companies down here whenever they have an alternative revenue stream outside of just something linked to the price of oil. And, you know, that's what makes it really important that we at least hang on and continue on with a few of these projects for our Louisiana workers.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Joe Ogeron, Louisiana State Representative, a doctor of physics, so he knows what he's talking about. We're not trying to criticize President Trump. The only thing we're trying to do is educate you and everybody else so they understand that it's not a war of oil and gas versus wind. And the National Oceanic NOAA said that this stuff of windmills affecting whales, that there's absolutely no proof of that at all. The president continues to say that, and the president says a lot of things. Some of them true, some of them are not. But the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says there are no links between large whale deaths and offshore wind activities. And the only reason I say that is I'm just trying to monetize this, and I don't want Louisiana to get stuck in the background where we get caught in a political issue and jobs and chances to grow the economy go by the wayside. 752, 8 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 756, 4 till 8, somebody said, texted in, I understand you're not political, but I never heard you question anything Biden said. Well, A, that's not true, and B, the second part of that is Biden seldom said anything. You hardly ever heard from him, but President Trump, on the other hand, is out front of everything, so I think that could be one difference. Joe Ogeron's our guest, Louisiana State Representative, who is involved, his family is, in the offshore wind industry, and the president's put a pause on that. So take me through this. Okay, first of all,
not actively involved anymore. We diversified from the boat business.
Okay, so good. I think even better. That makes you more of a, I guess, I hate to say credible, but you don't have skin in the game. Let's put it that way, other than as a representative. Joe, were you hesitant at all to speak out against the president? Because a lot of Republicans are.
No, I mean, you know, one thing they teach you whenever you get to the legislature is you can't go wrong by voting your district, you know, vote for the people that you represent. And, you know, I represent basically the people that work out of Port Fouchon on all the vessels that are out there. And like I said, a small fraction of each of the operators' fleets of six or seven or eight of the largest of those companies all have boats up on the East Coast right now working in offshore wind. And I can tell you from whatever we sent our family boats up there, as soon as our boats would get back, the crew members, you know, from all about, you know, South Louisiana, the first thing they would ask is, hey, when's the next time we get to go up to the East Coast to work out of the oil patch? It was really just the novelty of it. They work on these boats 14 and 7 or something like that, and it's their home away from home, is their livelihood, and being able to do something other than what they have been doing with it and making money was all that mattered to them. So, you know, there's that, and then there's the constitutional amendment that we passed that's linked to offshore renewables in the Gulf and revenue sharing, and that is to go directly to coastal restoration, to help restore and build the communities that all of these people live in, the people that help bring in the oil and gas from deep water, hydrocarbon harvesting facilities, and et cetera. So kind of all linked together, and speaking out on it is, you know, not a problem whenever, you know, you just, it's all of the above.
So what,
we're never going to stop producing oil and gas.
Exactly.
Let's just add on to it, more jobs.
So what happens from here, Joe?
You know, there's some talk about possibly going up to Washington to meet with our Louisiana delegation and just kind of illuminate, you know, the history and the those companies that are out there out on the East Coast right now that are somewhat relying. Well, I'm not going to say relying, but they basically are supplementing their revenue and their economic health with some of these offshore wind projects.
The Louisiana delegation, though, includes the Speaker of the House and the Majority Leader in the House, but I don't think they're going to go against the President, do you?
Well, it's not opposed as much as just soften around the edges is what I'm hoping to accomplish.
All right, good luck with that. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec, about passwords and more.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.